Auf.
Any predictions? Wisconsin number 14 coming down to Houston to take on LSU number 13.
Hey, Houston will be more of a home field for LSU.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin will definitely be travel, even though they're calling it a neutral field. Anytime you can get those crazy Cajun LSU fans around the field, that definitely plays into LSU's favor.
And LSU, just like every other SEC team, is not usually road intimidated. Even if, you have, by the time you get through a season, you've been in so many hostile environments. One hostile environment is the same as any other hostile environment. So not a road-sensitive team.
Jenny and I are actually going to go see the LSU-Auburn game in Auburn. So that'll be fun. But I'm kind of scared of the two Wisconsin running backs, to be honest with you. LSU's currently holds the national record for the most consecutive out-of-conference wins. The last 42 times they've faced a team outside of their conference, they've won. I'm nervous today.
All right, yeah.
Those two running backs for the Badgers scare me.
Hey, and we don't have the Honey Badger, speaking of Badgers.
What kind of show is this?
He's playing here for the Cardinals.
Arizona.
Oh, home improvement. I'm sorry. Let's bring Tom into the conversation. Tom, yeah. Sorry. Tom, thank you for listening.
We're back on the air. This is on?
Yeah, okay.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hey, I've got a question for you. We've had dogs forever here. I live down the east side of Tucson in the county. And I've got a walled-in backyard, and about 20% of it is dedicated to the dogs with a doggy door.
Okay.
And the issue is that I've never seemed to get the right surface for them to go out there and do their business. Do you guys have any recommendations?
I do, Tom.
It's about 800 square feet, so cost and water, both of those are a consideration.
Well, let me give you something to consider. I've had German short hairs for 30 years, and I've always got at least two, sometimes as many as four. And we've got a kennel set up in our backyard that has gone through about 50 variations of different shade structures, water features, flooring options. And I'll tell you what's worked well for us. We have a concrete slab in the area where the actual dog house is, where the dogs have opportunity to get in out of the shade or in out of the rain. Now, the whole kennel is covered in shade cloth, so they're never in the direct sun. But I'll tell you what I like just off the concrete in an area is I have gotten to where I used to use pea gravel.
Mm-hmm.
I've used decomposed granite. Quarter minus decomposed granite.
That was one of my choices, yeah.
Tom, I can tell you that nothing is working as good as what I'm using right now, and I go to a horse tack shop, and I buy cedar shavings.
Really?
And I sprinkle that down on the ground. It's cooler, keeps the insects down. I think it's done good to keep the ticks and the fleas down.
Odor as well.
It's very easy to scoop out of it and clean it up. Keeps the odor down. I'm never going to go to anything else. This is like about the fifth or sixth product we've tried. And you can buy a nice big bag for just about $6 or $8.
And what's the other thing you put underneath those to keep the dogs from digging out, though?
Tom, are your dogs diggers?
Well, we just got one about 2 weeks ago from the pound, and so far I don't think she's a digger. She's too lazy. She just likes to eat.
All right. Well, what I do is I put hog wire down in the dirt underneath the kennel. Then I put the shavings on top of that, and as they're kind of digging and down there, if they're trying to escape, they're going to hit the hog wire. If they're just kind of digging out a little area for them to rest and recline, then they've got a nice good 3 or 4 inches of cushion there. The dogs really, really seem to like it.
How deep do you put it?
Well, I just kind of have built it up over the years. I've started using this about 3 years ago, and now it's probably about 4 to 5 inches deep. But, at first, I just kind of sprinkled a little all over the ground.
Huh. Well, that's a good idea. Because right now, years ago, I bought a big load of red rock, like half inch and below and stuff like that. But I wasn't smart enough that I didn't ask for it to be washed. So,
I'll tell you what, Tom, and we're going to have to break here for top of the hour. The other thing you could do, and we do this for our horses, is you can find bedding material delivered in bulk. You have quite a big area. You may do better just having a bulk truck come in and dump it for you, and you'd be in great and have all you need. You could stockpile it over here and spread it out as you need it. We do that for all of our horse beddings in the corrals, and there are plenty of equestrian facilities down in Tucson. I'm sure we could get you a supply for that.
And even aside from that, I get a lot of my bulk stuff from Growell. What's that company in Tucson? Trash Tank?
Green Tank.
I'm going to have to look that up. I bet they would be a good local resource for bulk orders.
You may be very much correct there, young man.
Occasionally.
Usually.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.